From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, five students at the Caribbean Maritime University receive financial aid to complete their studies. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Five students at the Caribbean Maritime University, CMU, have been given the financial boost needed to complete their studies. The People's Republic of China recently endowed the students with scholarships valued at over $1 million. Nayla Steele, Courtney Johnson, Nakalia Thompson, Winston Chambers, and Shannon McCallough received their gifts from China's ambassador to Jamaica, Niu King Bao, who encouraged the recipients to stay on the path of excellence.
This is just to support, to make it easier for you to pursue your academic performance, excellence, and release a little bit of your parents' burden, financial burden. I do wish that you will prosper in your future career, and I hope that your fellow classmates will copy your success stories. I'm already very proud of them, each and every one of you.
Ambassador Niu, in highlighting the importance of hope, charged the parents, guardians, and teachers of the CMU to continue inspiring the leaders of tomorrow.
A country will be full of hope and have a great tomorrow only when its younger generation have ideals, ability, and a strong sense of responsibility. All of us should care about young people and set the stage for them to excel.
Shannon McCallough is completing studies at the Faculty of Logistics at the university. She expressed her appreciation on behalf of the scholars, noting that the donation provided the extra inspiration to see their studies through to the end.
English alone could not express how grateful I am, so I decided to express it in Mandarin. Huan ying da, jia le, bi hai shi, da shui lai. Hen gao xiang ren shi ni, this means China and Jamaica are friends. Thank you.
Nakalia Thompson also shared her bit of thanks, this time in English.
We would want to say thank you for assisting us in finishing our studies here at the Caribbean Maritime Institute.
CMU President Professor Fritz Pinnock notes that the gesture is a great reflection of the long friendship between Jamaica and China. He assures that the students will gain a rounded education while undertaking their studies at the university. Singling out Shannon McCallough, who he described as coming from humble beginnings, Professor Pinnock praised her attitude and character, adding that she is a truly worthy recipient of the scholarship opportunity.
Attitude is everything, and this is something that we stress a lot. Education must transform, and the transformation starts within. So your attitude, everything has to be affected before you can change your game. And Miss McCallough displays this a lot, and I'm very, very proud of this young lady. To have seen her from first year, you know, and to where she has reached now, her maturity and her humility.
The students have been given the charge to do well, keep an open mind in the maritime world, and to make the most of every opportunity. Given their individual track records, we're sure they will live up to the expectations. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for Improved Safety and Security in Schools.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.